Memorial University President Vianne Timmons, she's been on the road for weeks meeting with community leaders, Munn alumni all across Newfoundland and Labrador to learn more about how the university can better serve the province. She was a guest yesterday on VOCM's Open Line with guest host Tim Powers. Here is part of that conversation.
Well, Tim, I've been on the road almost a month now, visiting communities all through Newfoundland and Labrador, and I have two purposes. One is to find out the impact Memorial has throughout the province, and second is to find out what we can do better as a university, how we can better serve our province. So they're the two things, and boy, I've been learning a lot.
Well, it looks like you've been having a bit of fun, too. I've been following you online. You've been at Craft Brewers. You've been up in your old stomping grounds of Labrador. You went to your old house. You've seen some other destinations. You met alumni along the way. So what are you learning on this journey? What have you learned so far about Memorial and the way it's viewed and things that will help you with your leadership?
Well, I want to clarify that. I'm at breweries, yes, but trying to look for connections with Memorial. And our alums have opened up breweries. Great entrepreneurial spirit of our graduates. I've learned a tremendous seeing how Memorial is helping them in their mining for gold, looking at technology development. Up in Labrador, where, of course, in some of the most interesting places to see archaeological digs that have been started and done by Labrador professors, to our entrepreneur grads all over the place who are opening businesses and doing amazing things. So that's been really an eye-opener. There hasn't been a community I entered that I couldn't find a connection with Memorial. But with COVID, when I had accepted the job, I had already scheduled myself the first week in April. I started April 1st. That first week, I was going to St. John's campus, going to go to Grenfell, the Marine Institute, and Labrador Institute in that first week. With COVID, for 3 months, I worked, in isolation. I didn't see anyone in person. I didn't see any of my vice presidents in person until the end of June. So, as a brand new president, that was really, really challenging. And I wasn't getting a real sense of the university and its impact because I wasn't even there, right? I was all by Zoom. Yep. So when it opened up a little bit and I thought, I need to get out and really learn about Memorial and learn its history and its impact. So that was my intent. Now, I didn't go out on the road to rappel down a 40-foot structure or in the wilderness in Labrador or to take a freezing cold boat ride at 4:15 in the morning. So all of those things were surprises to me and made my trip fun. And because of social media, I could post a little video every day. So follow me, Vianne_Timmons, or # TalesFromTheRoadMunn. I'm almost done. I have 4 more days, and I'll be heading back to St. John's. But they were fun. I even, as you know, Tim, I even posted my badly videoed incidents, my bloopers. And and I was just trying to show that all of us are human, and Memorial is filled with such amazing people, and I had the privilege of connecting with them both in person, some, and many virtually.
That was Memorial University President Vianne Timmons speaking with VOCM Open Line guest host Tim Powers about her road trip around the province, learning about how the university can better serve the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.